This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And the topic of today's show is certainly things that we think about in the summer. And the topic is surefire tips for weight loss. I mean, we get into this summer, we want to get into shorts, we want to get into short sleeves or those sleeveless tops, and OMG, the bathing suit. So what a perfect time to be talking about ways that we can lose weight, keep it off. And I have a very popular guest that I've had on the show with me before, Susan Smith-Jones. She's an author, a holistic health educator, and an enthusiastic champion for living a joyful, healthy life. I want to thank all of you because I'll tell you, I love getting emails at how much you learn from Susan, so it's just natural for me to bring her back, and what a great topic to be talking about. Also, I wanted to let you know that Susan and I will be taking your calls, so if you have a question for us about today's topic or about your health or something that you would like to ask Susan in regards to how you can keep yourself healthy and joyful, then we encourage you to call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good, U.S. and Canada. And then is also international callers. Just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. Also want to ask you, if you suffer from fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, candida, or allergies, then I encourage you to go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and go to the tab that says downloads. And what you'll find is you'll find something called Your Health. What I have is I have 30 different illnesses that I look at holistically as a medical intuitive, and how we can look at the healing part of it, not just from the physical, but the emotional and the energetics of it as well. So in these different topics that I've covered, allergies, fibromyalgia, prostate cancer, breast cancer, just kind of a gamut of different suggestions from my listeners from the show and then from also my database followers, is that each one of them has a try before you buy, has an audio version and a printable PDF that you can either purchase one or the other or both. And then what you can do is it gives you a holistic perspective of health and how to look at your illness from a different perspective, or whatever syndrome you're working with from a different perspective, and then learn more about it. I'm not anti-medicine, as my listeners know, nor am I anti-doctor. So actually, on what I do for the treatment options is I look at it from a conventional medical standpoint, the options that you have, and then I just have a whole laundry list of different alternative therapies that you can use. And I must tell Susan on the phone, as you're listening to me, sweetie, a lot of the things as far as the supplements, the natural things we have in our cupboards, the cinnamon, the things that we just, you know, keep there, are very, very healthy. So, Susan, you're a part of every single one of these as I go through and look at these illnesses. So if you want to learn more and listen to a brief excerpt of the audio download of the Your Health webinars that I've done, and then also get a brief preview of what the PDF is, then just go and click on the topic that you're interested in. You'll find out more. Try before you buy. And if you're interested, both of those audio and the PDF are immediately downloadable and printable, so you can actually start the process of participating in your own health and wellness. So again, very excited about these from the standpoint that they do look at it holistically. And I know, as a medical intuitive, that we can heal on many, many different levels. First and foremost, of course, is the physical, but we can also look at the energetics, and I map this out in the energetics and the chakra system, and even the role personality plays in the dynamics of the different illnesses and syndromes. So again, lots of information. I just encourage you to check it out. Well, as I mentioned, I have had Susan before. Every time I look at her bio and the things that she does, as an author, I'm absolutely amazed. But it is wonderful to have her back. She is actually the author of over 2,000 magazine articles and over 25 books, including her best-selling 3-book Healthy Eating and Living set that's published by Hay House, The Healing Power of Nature Foods, Health Bliss in Full Color. It also has a recipe book, Recipes for Health Bliss, and then Walking on Air, and then Joy Factor. I need to tell all of you, I have every single one of these books in my library, and I use them on a regular basis. As I mentioned, using Susan is a wonderful resource. You'll find as you're listening to her the wealth of information that she has, but also the recipes in the book are very user-friendly, meaning that it doesn't take a lot of time, it doesn't take a lot of products, and the food actually tastes good. And so I encourage you to go to Susan's website. She's going to talk more about that in the next segment, but also to go to Amazon.com, HayHouse.com, and then to be able to purchase the books itself. And I know Susan is very prolific and writes wonderful blogs, absolutely phenomenal newsletters. She's going to talk about that because in the sneak preview before we went on air, she said, this is probably my best newsletter ever, Carol. And she has some gifts for people as well. So I'm going to have her tell you more about that. But Susan, thank you so much, sweetie, for joining me again. I know that you're a favorite, and I'm looking forward to everything we're going to talk about.
Oh, Carol, I do too. Thank you for inviting me. I wish we had 3 hours.
You know, that's kind of a dilemma of our personality. We get into what we love, and it's like it goes on and on and on. So, we'll just cram it all in, and we've got the lines are absolutely jammed packed. So we're going to just kind of move along and talk about the health tips. And I actually received a couple of emails, Susan, from people that had some questions as well. So as we get into it, we're going to really look at it from a variety of perspectives. But, you know, the first thing, we hear so much about weight. We hear so much about the detrimental effects that it has. And you know, that can become overwhelming. So if you can kind of narrow it down for us, I mean, tell us why we really need to keep that weight off that just makes us feel like we're just being drugged down.
Yes. And it is an epidemic in America. Absolute epidemic, and according to the statistics from the National Center of Health Statistics, people seem to be getting fatter every year. So whether someone's obese or just overweight, whenever you carry extra weight, it brings with it major health problems, from zapping your energy to heart disease, certain cancers like breast cancer. It makes your cholesterol go up. It increases blood pressure. It lowers your immune function. It causes osteoarthritis, stroke, gout, sleep disorders, and diabetes. But, you know, I'm positive. So let's put this in a more positive way. Even losing a little bit of weight will significantly improve your health and your well-being.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I think is a real change of perspective is that, you know, I'm going to sound like I'm making excuses, so there we go. I'm going to go in this way because this is one of the things that I received an email is that the person asked me, Carol, how do I fit in this 30-minute exercise program that everybody talks about when I get up at 5 o'clock, I go to bed at midnight, so I'm going to have you talk about the sleep and the weight loss in a minute, but how do I do this on a day that is full of demands? How do I get to that place to lose a few pounds? And what I've really learned, and I'll ask you to, you know, speak about this more, is that we really don't have to dedicate a lot, meaning 30 minutes. We could do multiple 10-minute breaks, can't we?
There you go. I was just going to say you could divide it up into 3 segments of 10 minutes. Now, if you really want to lose weight, after about 20 minutes of, say, doing an aerobic activity like brisk walking, that's when your body converts from using up the glucose from the last few meals you've eaten to taking the deposited fat as the fuel source. So you will make better strides in losing weight if you can work out nonstop rather than segments of 10. But if that's all you have time to fit in, it is certainly better than nothing.
You know, and it's a great place to
start,
here's
one more thing.
Yep.
I encourage everyone to buy a pedometer and put that on, and especially the one who emailed you, who gets up at 5, and I'm with you. I get up even earlier than that. And I put a pedometer on my hip or on my shoes I'm wearing, and you keep it on all day. And your goal will be to walk 10,000 steps a day. And you might find in the normal day with everything you do, including errands, you get 10,000 steps in, not even including any exercise, like going out at the end of the day for a brisk walk. Mm-hmm. So you'll feel happier knowing how many steps you've made that day. And pedometers don't cost that much money.
No, they don't. And in fact, I just received, Jawbone has a lifestyle bracelet called UP, U-P. And I encourage other people to look at that because it does a lot of things. It monitors sleep and it monitors steps. And you know, the interesting thing, I'm going to build off of what you said, Susan, with the pedometer, is that while I work at the computer a lot, as you do, sweetie, I'm up and about and I feel like I really don't sit in between when I'm on the computer. And I really was shooting for that 10,000 step goal on a daily basis. And I kept thinking, why am I having trouble not losing the weight when I'm always active, always walking? Well, once I got my bracelet, started wearing it, I started finding that while I was perceiving that I was really walking all these steps, that in reality, my daily routine was walking about 5,800 steps, which is great, but it's not my 10,000 goal.
Right.
So as you're looking at it, with what you're saying is that while we move, sometimes we think a lot, there are ways that we can move to get those 10,000 steps in and to be able to start small if we that's what we have, and then go into adding maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes to those 10 minutes. And then
yes,
next thing you know, we're
yes.
going to hit those goals, aren't we?
Even if you're watching TV at night, and let's say you're sitting in the easy chair or a couch, you could get on the floor and stretch during the show, and every time there are commercials, then you stand up and you can walk in place. That is easy to do. You could do jumping jacks.
You know, I had not thought about that. That is absolutely fabulous because my goal is 10,000 steps. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, if I'm 5,800, how am I going to do this? So I am. I'm going to take that tip. There's the first one, everybody. I'm going to take that tip. When I get up, I'm going to walk in place. When I'm watching, I don't watch much TV, but whenever I get out of the chair, I'm going to walk in place. I'm going to walk. I'm going to move. I'm going to groove. So very,
and,
very
and
good.
Guess what, Carol? If you're going to the grocery store and you look down and you see the number, and if you then you might say, whoa, I'd like to get in 400 extra steps right now. So you could park at the far end of the parking yep. lot, and then that way usually it's pretty empty and nobody will open their car doors on yours. And then you go do your shopping and then walk all the way back to your car and make it a little brisk walk while you're at it. I always tell people to walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. But that extra walk from the far end of the parking lot or taking the stairs rather than elevator and escalator will make those steps add up to 10,000.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing is that it clears the cobwebs out of the, you know, the head, and it gives you really productive thinking time. That's what I find. And I find that as I've started to wear this bracelet and become so aware of my daily habits and so forth, I'm actually becoming conditioned mentally, not where it's a dread. It's like, oh, okay, well, it's time for me to get up and get going and doing these things. And it's really amazing how quickly the body loves having that movement, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The body thrives when you're more active. And I'll give you two little tidbits that might motivate everyone to work out more. Research shows that exercise can even increase your income. There was a study done that I just read a couple weeks ago, and it showed that people who exercised 3 or more times each week made roughly 10% more on the average than people who didn't exercise. So, all right, so you'll make more money. And then also, it improves your brain power. You know, we all know that exercise can lift your mood and ward off depression and help the brain age more gracefully, free from memory loss and dementia, but now researchers have found that even one single bout of exercise, and it works even better than a cup of coffee, improves your mental focus and cognitive performance for any challenging task that you might face. So if you need to go give a talk or deal with your kids after school or any stressful thing that comes up, it's just a 15 minutes of a brisk walk can make a profound difference in your whole attitude.
Very, very true. And I know I find I'm now the caregiver for my mother, who's 89 years old. And one of the things is that my mom with advanced dementia, walking is very, very important, both for the mobility, the flexibility. But the most important thing is as we age, our metabolism is going through changes, isn't it?
Oh, boy, is it. You know, in fact, I don't know if this how soon do we have until a break?
Well, actually, we've got, if we could, do you want to put that on hold?
I want to talk about metabolism 101.
Good. Well, we've actually got three callers. You want to jump in and take a caller real quick?
Oh, sounds great.
Okay, good. So let's go ahead with Margo in California. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, hi.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good.
I think, Margo, you sound happy.
Oh, I'm happy to get through to the both of you because the past year I've put on weight, and I used to know the formula to, like, keep myself at a weight that I liked, and I am starting to get, you know, I'm starting to get to that age where it is more difficult, but I don't know what to do or if there's something going on with my thyroid or anything like that.
You want to jump in first of all, Susan?
Yeah, sure. It's always, Margo, could I ask you how old you are, or ballpark it?
Oh, sure, 44.
Yeah, you're a young one. So mm-hmm. It's always good to have your thyroid checked. You know, next time you go have a physical, just check the blood panel, look at your thyroid. And if that's healthy, and keep in mind in a moment I'll go over metabolism and why you want to build up muscle. But there are many factors that go into causing you to gain weight. When you lose muscle as you get older, you lower your metabolism. If you do not sleep much at night, and that's a chronic condition of not getting much sleep, it increases your cortisol level, which causes your body to store more of the calories you eat as fat. It also primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. And then it's important to eat the right kind of foods and not too late at night. Hopefully, Carol will be covering all this today. There are two superfoods that have had, between them, over 700 scientific studies. And I'll talk about a couple studies with these superfoods and how they really help keep the weight down. But, Margo, you just pay close attention to everything we're talking about today. And also, look at my July-August newsletter on the homepage of my website. There's lots of terrific weight loss tips in this newsletter.
And, you know, one of the other things is that as I'm picking up with you, Margo, is that you feel to me, honey, that the last probably 14 months have been really a whirlwind for you. Is that true?
Yes.
You've got so many things going on, it feels to me, at so many different levels that it feels like the emotional, the stress part of it is that it feels like your body is going, it's almost like it's put itself into a survival mode. And when it does, it's going to psychologically protect in a way that we tend, like Susan said, with the cortisol, it can be even below the conscious awareness that we have. And what that does is that we're like that little ever-ready bunny. We're still always in that state of stress. And it feels like the decisions you've made are not really decisions, sweetie, that were just kind of lighthearted, like what am I going to eat today? What am I going to do things? So you feel like you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, I have a very stressful job, so I think that contributes to it a lot.
It does. it does specifically from a psychological standpoint, and as a medical intuitive, you know, we can, we're always going to start with the physical, and that's where it's really logical to start. But we have to really look at the psychological part. And when I'm touching your energy, it feels like you've got two people that you're working with. One actually feels like a client. The other one may feel like a boss to me. And both of those people are kind of crazy making to you. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's like you're burning a lot of energy when you're working with these people and trying to figure out what you need to do to please them, which I'm going to say to you, I probably would move beyond that. And but what you're doing is your body is in that protective state. It's psychologically protecting. As a result, it's going to change metabolism. Susan was saying about the thyroid, all of those things are going to be impacted. So do the things that you know work, and Susan will talk about this some more. But do the things, and you know what? Get outside, sweetie. When you get to a place like it's like, OMG, 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 get outside, go for a walk, change the scenery, graze. I'm going to ask Susan to talk about grazing also. All of those things, honey, are going to help you while your body just by age is changing, and then the stress is changing and all of the other things. So, you know, lovingly said, honey, do what you know works. Keep doing what you do that works. And then if you kind of fall short, cut a little slack on yourself and say, you know what? It's another time, another place. Let's do it right now. So that's how it feels to me. Anything else, Susan, you want to add?
No, I know you're going to do great. And know that right now, if you're listening to it live, it's summer. But know that every day, Margo, you wake up, it can be a new beginning. And like Carol just said, don't be hard on yourself, because yes, your attitude is the most important thing. As my grandmother always taught me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And if you ever look in the mirror and you say negative things about your body or your shape or your weight, that will keep you stuck. You simply want to see the situation, and maybe in your case it's weight and your body and your health and your shape. You want to see the situation, no matter its appearance or a topic, as already resolved in exactly the way you want your body and health to be, and then you give thanks that it is so. So it begins in the mind, and the more positive you are, Margo, I'll mention last year a fabulous study published in the revered journal called Circulation with 97,000 people, a 7-year study, and it showed that those people that have a more positive attitude, who are more optimistic, have lower rates of heart attacks, diabetes, have lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, and a much easier time losing weight and keeping it off.
Absolutely.
Carol, can I ask?
Yeah.
Quickly, because I've been waiting for this Mercury retrograde to be over before I do a blood panel, but
me
you
too.
See with my thyroid.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the low side, honey. You don't feel like you're off the scale. So it doesn't feel like it's something that is going to need to have any kind of medication or anything like that. Also, when you start in the changes that we do with the estrogen, the progesterone dynamics and everything, that can cause that the thyroid to bounce around. But what it feels like, sweetie, to me is it feels like you're just buried, and that nothing feels physically wrong. You're just buried. And I keep wanting this, your boss, it's almost like I want to put a funny thought in your head, is that whenever you're standing there watching the lips moving from your boss, it's like you're seeing your fingers in your ear and going la 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 la, where you're not really listening. And then you sort through what you need to and la 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 la, and then goes on, because it just feels like this person jumps around and yet holds everybody accountable for that jumping around. It feels like it's kind of a crazy making situation, sweetie.
Yes. I've been told like I'm too sensitive to be working in this environment, so.
Well, you know, that is true. However, I do also know that you have a wonderful warrior in you, that if you can find the right, if you can find that right tool for you, sweetie, you can be sensitive and be in the environment, because you really are making a difference in people's lives, and that's really important, honey.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
yeah, you are welcome. Well, what I want to do is thank you so much.
Yep.
What I want to do is go ahead and take a commercial break, Susan, and I've got lots to talk about. So let's do this real quick, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk more about weight loss, metabolism, and some of the other things you can do, such as grazing, and these two wonderful superfoods that Susan's going to talk about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
You're just joining me. The topic of today's show is on weight loss, and I have a very special guest. Had her on before, Susan Smith Jones, and she's the author of many wonderful books and articles on how to live a joyful, healthy life, and a very much sought after motivational speaker. If any of you were on the first segment and you could listen to Susan, you could see that what she brings to this joyful, healthy life living perspective is that we first and foremost address the needs of the body, which is a lot of her expertise. But the second part of her expertise is how important your perspective of life, your attitude is. So always a pleasure to have her on. Also, we are taking your calls. So if you have a call for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. Good for U.S. callers, international callers, and Canadian callers. Now, one of the things I wanted to share also is that Susan and I actually did a 90-minute telegathering, the first of this year, called the ABCs of Surefire Lasting Weight Loss. That was it, Susan.
Yeah,
huh?
That's it.
I knew I'd get it. And so what we did in this 90-minute segment is we covered some things that we will not be able to cover in today. So if you want to go on my website, www.reitberger.com, just click on the tab at the top of the page that is on downloads, and then what you'll do is you'll find the ABCs of Surefire and Lasting Weight Loss. So anyway, try before you buy feature also. So you can tell I'm just so darn excited. We've got so many great things. But Susan, before we jump in on metabolism, very important, tell people about this wonderful newsletter that you just did.
Yeah, well, it's the current July-August newsletter. I've got lots of weight loss tips. By the way, I held a function for people that followed the 30-day program in my latest book called Walking on Air, and it was at a hotel in Santa Monica, and someone there took a picture of me. So in my July-August newsletter, you'll see a very recent photo taken the middle of June last month, and you'll see how your skin glows after being on my 30-day program that's part of my book, Walking on Air. But I also talk, first of all, if you like brownies, I've got the best, healthiest, moist, double chocolate, brownie recipe that's rich in fiber, and it's got a secret ingredient in it. And, you know, it's from my book, Recipes for Health Bliss, but that's in the July-August newsletter. But I also talk to you about how to release bad habits and addictions and negative conditioning. I have five different recipes, one to help lower blood pressure. I've got info to help relieve allergy symptoms. And we'll talk about this briefly today, but I have a section on the importance of drinking the right kind of water, because if your body's really acidic, and 99% of you listening have a body that's acidic, you need to drink good alkaline water, and I don't recommend buying it in plastic bottles. You want a system at home, and you'll find quickly that once you start drinking healthy water, and I've used my water system for 15 years, you'll lose weight easily, your skin will glow, you'll have more energy, you'll sleep better. So check out my newsletter at SusanSmithJones.com, right on the homepage. I'm giving away a free book on a superfood I wouldn't be without called spirulina in my current newsletter. But I'm also giving away two free ebooks on the homepage to the right of my photo. So check that out. And I've got lots of great blogs that I've posted in the last few days just for our time together today, and they have to do with energy and looking younger and age-defying secrets and detoxifying your body. So all of that is on my website. It's easy to remember. It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com.
Very good. Now, we're going to be flexible. I said we want to talk about metabolism, but I actually have a caller, Claire from France. So let's go ahead and take that.
Oh, may we?
Yeah, and then what we'll do, I want to be sure that she gets through, and then what we'll do is then we're going to pick it up very, very quickly. Hi, Claire from France. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, hi. I'm doing good. Thank you.
You are welcome. Our pleasure, hon. How can we help you?
Okay, so actually my question is not around weight loss, but it's around, it was actually for Carol, and it's around exhaustion.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, if it could be adrenal fatigue or if it's a thyroid imbalance, like my doctor says. I'm on thyroid medication for a few days now, but I don't see a difference yet, so I wanted to know more about that.
Okay. Susan, I'll jump in and then I'll pass it over to you.
All right.
Because I know that you'll be able to do that. So yes, sweetie, your doctors are absolutely accurate. You do have a low thyroid. It's been one that it feels like it's been in the making for 5 years. You actually feel like in the last two, it has really dropped down off of the scale enough to where it's impacting your metabolism, the oxidation of in your body with glucose, also working with the blood to the brain and so forth. So that is absolutely accurate. Getting on medication will be everybody knows I'm not anti-medication. In your particular case, getting on medication is a great way to get your body started, getting back to where it needs to be. It usually takes, in medication, honey, it can take sometimes 3 weeks and people will start to notice a difference, especially if they've had it for a while. Sometimes it will take a couple of months before they really start feeling like themselves. So if you can go in and work with the medication and be patient and give yourself the time so your thyroid can start to remember what it's supposed to be doing, how it's supposed to doing it, and then you'll get the benefit. Now, there are things that you can do through your foods, and I know I'm going to pass you over to Susan, that can help you as well with the foods that you can do. And I always encourage, no matter what you do, if you're on medication, we want to do it from a healthy standpoint as well. The adrenal fatigue doesn't feel like it isn't that it isn't accurate, because the adrenals are certainly impacted by the metabolism associated with the thyroid, but you don't feel like you really have adrenal fatigue. But what it would be helpful to do is to support your adrenals. And one of the ways that I find doing that, and I share with people, is this wonderful superfood that I'm going to pass you over to Susan called spirulina. So those, but the thyroid is accurate, sweetie, and you're on the right path.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And bonjour, Claire.
Bonjour.
So you've got to remember that sleep for you and everybody needs to be good sleep every night, needs to be non-negotiable, because sleep is when your body renews, rebuilds, repairs itself. So if you don't get enough sleep at night, and if that's chronic, you will be under a state of constant exhaustion. And I did a study last year. We really looked at weight loss, but half of the people in my clinical study were exhausted. And it was with a superfood called Hawaiian spirulina. And there were over 100 people. They ranged in ages from 25 to 73 years old. And it was 3 months, 90 days, and everyone took one serving of Hawaiian spirulina. That's 3,000 milligrams. You could take it in powder or tablet form. It didn't matter. But at the end of the 90 days, everybody in the study, and it's because it's a very nutrient-rich food, lost 1 to 3 pounds every single week. This isn't over 90 days. It's every week. And everybody in the study who said at the beginning that they were exhausted no longer had exhaustion. And I take 3,000 milligrams a day. Claire, if you go to my July-August newsletter, you can find out where to email to get a free copy, a hard copy of a book about spirulina. I keep mine next to my bed. It can be sent to your home or your office. And 2 days ago, Carol, you don't know about this, but every weekend I go over the latest, you have to keep up on medical journals and scientific studies. And I picked up an issue of Pharmaceutical Biotechnology, and there was this amazing peer-reviewed article about spirulina and how it helps manage people's health and weight. And the summary, and that's known as the abstract, was so off the charts positive about spirulina, and it was one paragraph, and I'm going to quote half of the paragraph to you because the rest is in the July-August newsletter, the whole thing. But it says, spirulina is nature's richest and most complete source of nutrition. It has over 94 nutrients, and it exhibits therapeutic functions. So it is an antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-allergic, and anti-diabetic, plus additional beneficial functions, including helping people lose weight. And, Carol, you know I don't have any stock in any company. I don't make any commission if anybody purchases Hawaiian spirulina. But it's known to be the best in the world. It comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii, and if any of your listeners order, this is how I get it, you can get a 25% discount if you use the code VIBRANT, and you can order it by calling this toll-free number. It's Hawaiian time. It's 800-453-1187. And or you can go right to their website, and it's Nutrex, N-U-T-R-E-X, hyphen, Hawaii.com. So Nutrex-Hawaii, that's H-A-W-A-I-I.com. I used to always get it at my local Whole Foods here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area, but now that I can get 25% off, I like to save money. And in my blogs, I think it's the second blog down today, I have lots of recipes on how to use spirulina. I have one for guacamole, one with hummus. I've got a smoothie recipe to help you sleep like a baby, one to relieve allergy symptoms, even one for banana ice cream. You put a little spirulina in it, it turns green, it's delicious. So you've got recipes in my blog at SusanSmithJones.com.
Very good.
Okay,
and one of the things,
you're
welcome, Claire.
Spirulina, but probably not that long, like 90 days. I think I took it for, I can't remember, but it was probably 10 days or something. I'm not sure it was the Hawaiian one, so I guess that's important to order.
Yeah,
the
and I'm so glad you brought that up, because when you buy spirulina, there's some very inferior products You want a clean taste, one that doesn't taste fishy or swampy or have a lingering aftertaste, because if it does, it's not freshly cultivated. You want a bright color, not olive green. You want the right growing location, and, you know, and so people in the know, in the nutrition arena, and it's the one they use for most of the studies, know that the best one in the world is by the Nutrex Dash Hawaii company, because it's the purest, the safest, and it's really the best.
Yeah. And one of the things
so
that I've
found. I hope they will ship to France.
Claire, I just got back from a trip through Canada, England, Wales, Scotland, France, Switzerland, and all of my patients and clients that I see or come to me, they all take this. And so they ship anywhere in the world. And I also take, they also have Hawaiian astaxanthin. And that is the, and look at my third blog down. It's called The King of Antioxidants. It's the most powerful antioxidant in the world. So it helps with inflammation, arthritis, any joint pain, your eyes, your brain, your skin. There was a study in Portland, Maine, middle-aged women, 6 weeks on Hawaiian astaxanthin. This is on my website. Their skin was 5 years younger physiologically on 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin a day. And this weekend, Carol and Claire, I looked at another study on astaxanthin with weight loss. It was only 3 weeks. It was with women who were overweight, took 4 milligrams of astaxanthin a day. And they found that everybody in the study over 3 weeks lost 2 to 3 pounds weekly. And they found that the astaxanthin also helps the efficiency of the mitochondria in each cell to help your body burn more fat. So I take and always recommend 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin and 3,000 of Hawaiian spirulina daily. That's what I take when I travel as well. I take every day. I wouldn't be without them. And you can get 25% off if you use the code Vibrant.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Au revoir. Thank you very much, Claire. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening, sweetie, because I know that's what it is. All right, so Susan,
yes,
woo,
thank
we
you
touched
so
the.
Much.
Wait,
you're
Claire,
welcome,
a votre santé. Oui, oui.
Okay, so
to your health.
What we've done is we've actually gone in and we've talked about the two superfoods. So let's go back because we have a little bit of time. Let's go back and let's go to the basics. Metabolism.
All right, basics. Yes, metabolism. And you probably remember this from college or you know high school. The control mechanism for obesity is not diet; it's muscle metabolism. And your basal metabolic rate is the rate at which your body utilizes energy. In other words, how efficiently your body burns calorie. Obviously, when your metabolism is higher, you burn more fat and have an easier time losing weight or fat or maintaining your ideal body weight. But two out of every three people who go on a diet will regain all their weight in less than a year. And then 97%, they say, of people who gain the weight back often gain more than when they started this. And what everyone doesn't realize is that you're doing it the wrong way. If you have any diet book that says you can lose weight and keep it off without lifting a muscle, you throw it away. Diets don't work. You may have lost a little bit of fat, but you haven't lost your tendency to get fat. And exercise is the only way to change your metabolism so that your body converts fewer calories to fat. And you need aerobic exercise to burn the fat out of your muscles, and then you need to do some type of, whatever you call it, weightlifting, strength training, to build up your muscle, which in turn increases metabolism. There were studies done, Carol, at Duke University a few years ago, and they're in a wonderful book that I think it's still in print called Strong Women Stay Young. It's for men and women, but since 80% of women buy books, you know, over 20% of men are book buyers, they called it strong women stay young. And they found that people who did this 30 minutes twice a week, starting today, in 1 year, your body will be 15 to 20 years younger. So I bet I have your attention. 30
yes,
minutes
you do.
Twice a week, in 1 year, your body will be 15 to 20 years younger physiologically, and you'll look younger. And it was weight training. It was lifting weights, and you don't even need to go to a gym. You can get a good DVD, get a few dumbbells, do a few things at home. And these studies were done with people who were ages 40 to 99 and found that even people that were older made strides much quicker. So bottom line is the more lean muscle tissue you put on your body, the more calories you're going to burn. And I've got a secret that everyone listening will probably get up and do jumping jacks or cartwheels. And here it is. If you can add to your body 10 pounds of good muscle through doing strength training, you will burn approximately 500 more calories a day. And you'd have to jog 6 miles a day, 7 days a week, to burn the same amount of calories. 10 extra pounds of muscle will burn 1 pound of fat each week. That's 52 pounds of fat each year. So I know I can read everybody's mind. You're thinking, all right, it sounds good. How do I add that muscle onto my body? Well, here's how you do it. First of all, you've got to do and I'll tell you a little secret about aerobic in a moment, but you've got to do some aerobic 3 to 4 times a week for 30 minutes, and like the person who emailed you, if you can only do it 10, 10, and 10, do that. But twice a week, you need to do weight training, and it will take 4 to 6 months of strength training to build 10 extra pounds of lean muscle on your body, because what you don't use, you lose. If you're not staying active lifting weights, you're losing your muscle tone, which means you'll gain weight and you'll have to keep eating less and less. But here's the key. If you work out 3 times a week with weights, it will take 4 months to build that nice lean muscle tissue on your body. If you only lift weights 2 times a week, it will take 6 months. But what you want to remember is you've got to be consistent. You know, if you take 2 days a week, don't do 2 consecutive days. Give your muscles time to rest. But after you have the you're not going to become a bodybuilder. You're just going to have toned muscles. So what used to be up north, like the chest area that fell south, you're going to bring it back up north. You'll tighten up your arms and your abs. You need a tight core. You'll tighten up your thighs and your buttocks. And as you build the muscle, you lose the fat. And remember, muscle weighs more than fat, but you'll be losing fat. And don't be a slave to your scale. Once a week at the most is how often you want to weigh yourself, and you'll find that your clothes will be getting looser and looser. But you've got to build that muscle. And regarding quickly the aerobic activity, let's say you're jogging with your husband, and you're jogging along, and he's jogging and singing a song, and you know, he feels great, but you are so out of breath trying to keep up with him that you can barely put 2 syllables together. Well, he's burning fat, and you've stopped your fat-burning mechanisms. They've shut down because you don't want to do sprints. You don't want to be out of breath. That's no longer aerobic. Aerobic means with oxygen. So if by chance you're working out with someone who's much faster and you can't keep up, have them do a few circles around you. You want to stay in that aerobic zone to help you burn the most calories.
Absolutely. Yeah, great stuff. And, you know, and that's so many people don't realize that metabolism and muscle are kind of bosom buddies in this thing, and how we work with the dynamics and of the body and using the things in the mitochondria, those energy burning little fibers within the cells, and how important those are. And but the other thing is that One of the things that I have learned so much, I mean, many things from you, sweetie, but I didn't really understand the importance of a good night's sleep. So I'm going to be very honest with everybody. I have always prided myself on being able to be very active. I have slept for the last 31 years, no more than 3 hours at a time, 45 minutes at a time. And people kept saying, well, how can you do all this? And yes, I could keep up with the tasks, but all of a sudden my body hit a brick wall. And I realized from listening to you, Susan, I've got to have 7 hours plus of good quality sleep so my body can heal. My body can restore and do what it needs to. So sleep is important, isn't it?
I'd say if there's one takeaway today, that's the most important for every aspect of health in your life, even attitude. You've got to get enough sleep. Sleep is when we reset our appetite control, our pain control, and like I said, it's when the body rebuilds, renews, repairs itself. And since we're talking about weight loss, research shows that when you skimp on sleep night after night after night, it interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates, and that leads to those elevated blood sugar levels and an increased tendency to store calories as fat. And it also makes your body hold on to all of the calories you eat, even if you're eating good foods. And it makes it so you crave foods that are not good for you. So you've got to get enough sleep. Absolutely, you must get enough sleep. And in my my second blog on recipes using spirulina, I have a sleep like a baby smoothie that I've used for 30 years in my private practice. And it takes 3 minutes to make and clean the blender, not much. Mm-hmm. And I give you all the simple ingredients. I tell you why they're good. And if you take that about 60 to 90 minutes before you go to bed at night, you will absolutely sleep like a baby. And if you need to get up to use the bathroom, never turn the light right on because it shuts down melatonin. Use a nightlight, but go back to bed and you'll be able to go back to sleep. Many people say I can go to sleep, but I keep waking up in the middle of the night.
Yep.
This recipe will help you.
Very good. I'm going to be one of the first ones on your newsletter to be able to do this in your website.
Yeah, check. It's in the blog.
Oh, in the blog. Okay,
yeah,
very
good. Yeah, the recipes using spirulina.
Very good. And the one thing that I can tell all the listeners is that I, too, since I've had Susan on the show, have been taking the anthoxanthin and then also, did I say that right, Susan?
You're close. Astaxanthin.
Okay.
It sounds prettier, though, the way you say it.
It's that southern accent, sweetie. And then also the spirulina. And I will tell you, I have people say to me all the time, oh, my gosh, Carol, you look so young. And it's like, well, that's good. Now I'm working on the sleep. So what we have is we have just a couple more minutes. Honey, we always run out of time. I mean, we just have so much stuff. You've covered so many great things today, your blog, your newsletter. Anything coming up in the future, an event or anything that you want to tell anybody about? I've only got a couple more minutes and see if we can bring that forward.
Yeah, no event to speak of, okay. But I just want to encourage people to realize that you are the president and CEO of your body and life. And no one shoves the food down your throat, I hope, and no one, you know, forces you to not work out, but you've got to take charge of your health. And you can tell by your daily actions where your self-esteem is, your level of commitment. So I encourage you to go to SusanSmithJones.com. I have two free ebooks. One's called Detoxify and Rejuvenate, because if your body's toxic, you're going to gain weight. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're toxic. I have one called Nature's Superb Superfoods. They're full-color, beautifully designed ebooks you can get just by clicking a button. And to inspire you, I posted a little story in her own words from one of my clients, Elsie, and it's right on my homepage to the right of my photo. It says, "The World's Best Kept Health, Detox, and Age-Defying Secrets." And I put her on my program for 6 months. She now looks 20 years younger. She lost 40 pounds. She no longer is depressed. She has energy, no more joint pain, or vision's better. and you can see precisely what her program is and photos of her. You can see she looks about 20 years younger than her age. It's not hard. You just need to make a commitment to yourself. And I have each morning, who was it? Was it, oh, the person who emailed you got up at 5 in the morning? So I get up probably 4, and I put a new quote in the top right of my website every day to inspire you. And down in the sidebar, then I have a new affirmation every day that you can carry with you.
So, sweet, I am sorry to do this to you, but you know, this happens to us all the time. We're out of time, everybody. Thank you for joining us. You have a wonderful day. Go to Susan's website. Light and love and good health to all of you, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.